Women farmers are more visible than ever right now in ag. We're talking about a workshop series that's specifically for women in agriculture here on The Morning Show. In Wisconsin, roughly 14% of farms have a woman who is the primary operator. And this number may seem low to you, but it's about double what it was a couple decades ago. And it's on par with Minnesota and Iowa. Women of agriculture, we want to hear from you. What challenges do you face on your farm? How do you promote your business? What are your biggest areas of need? We're at 800-642-1234 to join this conversation. Jenny Vanderlyn is Associate Director and Coordinator of the Heart of the Farm Women in Agriculture Program at the Center for Dairy Profitability. Jenny, welcome to the Ideas Network. Hey, Jenny, are you there? And I think we're
Hey there, Jenny.
Sorry, that's okay.
Thank you for having me on this morning.
Yeah, so can you help us first understand what is Heart of the Farm, how it got started?
The Heart of the Farm is a UW-Madison Division of Extension program for Wisconsin women in agriculture. And we started this program in the early 2000s and wanted to have some kind of a venue and workshop series for the women, Wisconsin women in agriculture, so that they could get education on timely, pertinent topics that they were addressing and to have a little safe network that they could kind of come to.
Well, women have always been a part of agriculture, but are you seeing trends here? Are you seeing more women taking leading roles on their farms these days?
Oh, yeah. These days, quite a bit more. It used to be, I mean, women have always been a part of the farm and inside agriculture. It used to be a little bit more of a term would be farm wives, but more and more women are becoming a little bit more prominent in the workforce. It's kind of like their life. It's their lifestyle. So quite a few more women are coming up, and that might be through transition or spouses died and they've decided not to lose the farm and keep going with it. So those statistics would rise because of that.
And you're hosting this series of conferences across the state, which are really supposed to hone in and address farm women in Wisconsin. Can you give us a sense of what you're trying to convey?
Well, we're just, I mean, the workshops kind of give a, like I said a little earlier, a little safe venue for them to kind of come and network with other women, because the women on farms tend to be a little bit more socially isolated. They're kind of juggling a lot of different jobs on the farm, off the farm, raising their kids. And so it kind of gives them a day to get involved in some of the topics that are coming on socially, involved with other networking, with other women in the thing, learning a little bit from each other, knowing that they're not alone.
Let's take a call now. Let's go to Owen joining us from Waiawiga. Hi, Owen.
Hi, good morning. So just to give you a little oversight on what's going on here, Lisa and I are employees on a larger farm here in Waiawiga. Right now she's in the calf barn. She takes care of calves and heifers here, and in the past she milks cows on other farms. And about 50% of the employees that work on this farm are women. But I definitely see there's some sharp contrast here between wages and, you know, for instance, Lisa's net earnings, and she doesn't have any wage garnishments or alimony or child support that she pays. Her net earnings as of the 1st of March were only $3,000 this year. And she works about 60 hours a week here on the farm, and that's another issue that she's faced. She can't just leave and go to classes and meetings because she's required to be here to take care of animals 24/7.
Owen, thank you for painting this picture for us. Jenny, what do you hear there? Lisa is in the calf barn and working a lot of hours.
Well, I think that's true. I think that's very typical of a lot of the women that we work with on the dairy farms and other farms too, is that it is hard to take off time, and it is hard with the wages and stuff. And we try to, at a conference just yesterday, we went through kind of taking that balance of your life and kind of trying to find time for you. And we hope that the Heart of the Farm program is a time and a venue and a activity that they can take to for themselves.
What about pay in agriculture? How is that going for women?
Well, I would say that it's a struggle just like with any other enterprise or workforce or something. I think that women do a lot of work with on the farm and aren't collecting wages because it's their lifestyle and it's what they're doing. I don't think if they are getting an hourly wage or they're working, I mean, they might be getting some of the same compensations as some of the other milk herd people, but if they're doing it as part of their family life, then they probably wouldn't be getting paid for it.
Jenny Vanderlyn is with us. She's Associate Director and Coordinator of the Heart of the Farm Women in Agriculture Program at the Center for Dairy Profitability. We'll be back in a minute to continue this conversation right here on the Ideas Network. More women today are in leadership positions in farming and in agriculture. We're talking about it here on the morning show. Women make up 31% of all farm operators here in the U.S. That's according to USDA data. And this has trended upward over the last decade. There's been also a surge of women starting their own small farms. How do you network with other farmers, especially other women? We're at 800-642-1234. Jenny Vanderlyn stays with us. She's Associate Director and Coordinator of the Heart of the Farm Women in Agriculture Program at the Center for Dairy Profitability. Let's go back to the phones now with Sylvia joining us from Clear Lake. Hi, Sylvia. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you? Thank you so much. I grew up in the Bronx of New York City, and after a full career in public relations, began farming at an age when many people retire. But I'm out there on the tractor, on the skid steer, tagging calves, castrating calves. And one of the things that I've done is try to pull in my previous career in public relations into farming so that there I use my radio show, which is Deep Roots Radio. I use my blog. And I use farm visits to help make that connection between city and country, and also to put a voice to sustainable farmers all across the country. So that whole idea of isolation is real, and I think farmers need to be able to hear from one another.
Sylvia, thank you so much for those thoughts. And Jenny, how important is communication and reaching out for farmers?
Oh, I think it's very important, especially for the women farmers. I think that they need to know that they're being heard, they're being accepted, that they're not alone. If they are working on the farm and they have off-farm jobs, mostly because of the fact that they're trying to get insurance for their families, it's not something that other people who didn't grow up on a farm or who are doing farming understand. And so it's nice to have that kind of connection with other farm women within a venue that their counterparts are, I mean, their cohorts are right there with them.
Jenny, we've been hearing stories about the challenges farmers are currently facing in the market, from the declining milk prices to the effect of tariffs. What are you hearing from Wisconsin women in particular about their biggest challenges on the farm?
Well, it is a challenge right now. It's kind of in the fifth year of low milk prices, and so it is a big challenge. And it's very, very stressful, and people are upset. They're angry, but I think that they believe. Farming's not just a job. It's not just a paycheck. It's a lifestyle. And if you hang in there, farming is also secular, and we do believe that it is going to go up, and just hang in there and just kind of try to deal with the stress and talk to other women and talk to other families.
Let's go to Maggie now from Prairie Farm. Maggie, hi.
Hi. Good morning. So I co-own and operate a cut flower farm, and I live in an area where I happen to know a lot of other women farmers. Some who are farming with a partner, and some who are farming on their own, vegetables, flowers, goat milk soap, just you name it.
Maggie, how has it been going for you?
It's been going well for us. We're expanding this year. Things are going really well. We're close enough that we can deliver to a couple of different metro areas, even though we're fairly rural, so that helps a lot. But we have a really good network of friends, both male and female, and that community aspect, of course, is very important, just to have people who you can talk to who understand what your life is like and the challenges of farming.
Well, Maggie, thank you so much for calling in and giving us a glimpse inside a different aspect of farming. I mean, there are all sorts of farms, Jenny, and Maggie has a cut flower farm. And she also mentioned the importance of networks. What do you hear there?
In terms of networking, the farm women networking with other women?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's very, very important. Most of our clients within the heart of the farm are dairy farmers. But we do have some of the small organic and sustainable farmers, and the networking in and of itself is very, very important, as I've been trying to kind of stress that other women talking to other women on what they're doing and stuff gives them a stronger sense that they're not alone, that they're understood, and that networking and learning from each other is important.
Jenny,
and they can do that through the heart of the farm.
Oh, Jenny, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Jenny Vanderlyn is Associate Director of the Heart of the Farm Women in Agriculture Program at the Center for Dairy Profitability. I'm talking about a series of workshops in Randolph, Keele, Marshfield, and Merrill, all focused on women working on farm management skills and strategies. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.